Vayalachem l'tzitzis, and this shall be for you for tzitzis. You need to make this this sign of remembrance of tzitzis, things that you look at. Irisa Moisen, you'll see it. Uzchartim is kol mitzvah Hashem. And you'll remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Vasisa Moisam, and you'll do them and you'll perform them. Rav Desla, Michtov Melio, in Chedek Aleph, page 131, speaks about the pasuk Vayalachem l'tzitzis, and they shall be for you as tzitzis. You need to make this remembrance, these knots at the end of your garments. What's it like? A person wants to remember something. So they tie a knot in their handkerchief. Back in the day, people carry handkerchiefs, didn't use disposable tissues. Handkerchief is something you have with you the whole time. You tie a knot in it, it reminds you that you need to remember something. However, sometimes a person could tie a knot in their handkerchief, and they're walking around through the day and they notice they've got a knot in their handkerchief. Every time they put their hand in the pocket, they feel the bump of the knot. But for the life of them, they can't remember why they made the knot in the first place. So what does it help? Says Rav Desla, you're right, it doesn't. The knot only helps you remember if you're connected to the thing that you want to remember. And then you'll remember it. If a person randomly puts a knot in their handkerchief without any conscious effort or conscious connection to that which they wish to remember, then it won't make any difference. It won't help. The aid memoir is lost. So again, this knot, this kesher, only helps you remember if you are connected to the thing that you want to remember. Then it's there. Just tying a knot for no reason, it's not going to help. It requires us to actively think about why we made the knot in the first place. And that's pshat in the pasuk, v'hayalachem l'tzitzis. We need to make these tzitzis as a way of remembering. And Chazal say, by the tchelis is like the sea, and the sea is like the sky, and the sky is like the kisei kavod. And the question is, how does it do this? And why doesn't it do it directly? The point is, it's meant to anchor us on something that we want to remember. It's anchoring us. What's it like? Person goes to a chasna, they go to a simcha. And they hear a certain nigun, a new tune. Whenever they hear that new tune after that, it will take them back to the place where they were when they heard it the first time. They'll remember who was there, who was dancing in front of the chasn, who danced in front of the gala. You'll remember and you'll recall all the feelings that you felt then. Everything's connected to that tune because you're anchored on that tune. But it's only if you're connected to it in the first place. Same thing here too. We need to va'asu lachem tzitzis, va'haya lachem tzitzis. First we have to make the tzitzis with the intention of remembering. And then it will anchor us. Then va'haya lachem tzitzis, then they'll work as a memory aid. But first things first, when we make the knots, we need to be consciously aware of what we're trying to remember. To take in those feelings, those memories, those sensations, those sense of awareness. Then later on, when we look at them, we'll be able to bring us back through those associations to those feelings and to those ideas and ideals.